Yes, provide him with the usual comforts. Good evening, Sir Hillary. Balthazar, Count de Blowshot. To confirm, Sir Hillary, there can be no doubt of the truth. Please sit down. Well, since you are here, I'll make everything very plain to you. To begin with, I was born without earlobes, a well-known congenital distinction of Blowshamp ancestry, like the Habsburg lip or the hawk nose of the Medici. I feel it in my blood and in my bones. And it shall have them. I have assembled all the relevant documents, title deeds, certificates of birth and death. They'll be sent to your room for authentication. And you've only to ask Fräulein Bundt for anything at all you may require. Are you quite comfortable here? Yeah. Well, the methods of the great pioneers have often puzzled conventional minds. I've devised a cure for allergies, which depends on holding an unusual and rather delicate psychological balance. So you see, I must impose rather special conditions on my patients. The cure is not entirely psychological, Sir Hillary. There are special vaccines to be prepared. Vaccines which must be modified to suit each individual case. So you see, I'm a very busy man. And I may not be able to spare you as much of my time as I might wish.
Well, the documents that you will see...
Augsburg? That may not be convenient for some time. But I'm determined that my title shall be recognized. In any event, you may proceed with your preliminary research. Cassette number 7. Great.
Do you remember when you first came here? How you hated chickens? How you were sick when you even saw one? But all that is over now, for I have shown you how foolish it was, and your cure is nearly done. I have taught you to love chickens, to love their flesh, their voice. Yes, your cure is nearly done, and soon you will go
Ruby.
Home to look after the
Ruby,
chickens,
wake up.
Which you love so much.
You do love me
but
just a little, don't you?
One more thing before you
Ruby.
I must teach you how to give them special care. I will tell you what to do.
Ruby.
I will tell
Wake
you
up.
When. I will tell you how. And after you've done what I teach you, you will forget it forever. Forever.
And the man was alone. Ah, good morning, ladies. Good morning, Sir Hillary, and how's your research? Excuse me. Beats Gloria, sir, as private property.
No.
There are many signs.
Come, Sir Hillary.
And my servant warned you down at the station. I am the director of this institute. You'll be sent down by cable car, and you will refrain from troubling us again.
What about...
Well, they will be sent down later.
But
they... We have certain rules which must be observed. Good day, sir. Yes, but you've already had the morning off, Sir Hillary. And the College of Arms is being very well paid. I do put it like that. Not over Christmas. The archives would be closed, would they not? Merry Christmas, 007.
Oh, no, 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 Mr. Bond. Respectable baronets from the College of Heralds do not seduce female patients in clinics. On the other hand, they do get their professional details right. The Blowshamp tombs are not in the Augsburg Cathedral, as you said, but in the St. Anna Kirche. Sir Hilary Bray would have known. A small slip. It takes more than a few props to turn 007 into a herald. I may yet surprise you, but I'm afraid that you have no surprises left for me.
I know all about your mission, Mr. Bond. Your colleague, such a keen climber, such a brilliant conversationalist, before he left us. I doubt that. In any case, no one's going to come to your rescue. In a few hours, the United Nations will receive a Yuletide greeting. The information that I now possess the scientific means to control or to destroy the economy of the whole world. People will have more important things to think about than you. Oh, they will. In any case, I have prepared a demonstration. Remember that disagreeable outbreak of foot and mouth disease in England last summer? Well, I shall instruct them in very convincing terms exactly how I arranged that, and my capacity has improved since. With a difference. Our great breakthrough since last summer has been the confection of a certain
Vitus Omega. Total infertility in plants and animals. Not just disease in a few herds, Mr. Bond, or the loss of a single crop, but the destruction of a whole strain forever throughout an entire continent. If my demands are not met, I shall proceed with the systematic extinction of whole species of cereals and livestock all over the world. I don't think, do you, Mr. Bond, the United Nations would let it come to that? Not after their scientists analyzed a small sample of virus Omega they have received. Of course, if I give them enough time. That problem has already been solved. I have been training my own special angels of death. Those girls, and many others like them. That will remain my secret. This time the price is of another kind. You'll be even more amused when you know what. In the meanwhile, I will keep you here as my guest. You'll be very useful in helping to convince the authorities that I mean what I say. And I'll do what I claim. Come, let me show you to your new quarters.
You're likely to be with us for some time, Mr. Bond. So first, a little therapy to soothe your restless nature. Oh, poor fellow.
He was restless too. You perverse British, how you love your exercise. Every year, dozens of amateur climbers, they wind up in the same predicament. A kind of waxwork show for morbid tourists. Here, Dibby. Now, Mr. Bond, you must learn to be absolutely calm before we can accept you back into polite society.
And now you're going on a journey. A journey home. But first you must rest for a while. Rest. Rest.
I will tell you when, and I will tell you how, but it must be our secret, yours and mine, our secret. And after you've done what I teach you, you forget it forever, forever, forever.
And now you may open your eyes again. Each of you has been given a present. Such a prettily wrapped present. Now is the time to open them. Open them. You see, they're beautiful, and you're longing to know what is inside. You may use anything but the atomizer, which you must never touch, never, until I tell you how. And where to use it? Open the compact. Adjust the volume control.
Every night at exactly 12 o'clock, you must be alone, so that you can switch on that receiver and listen for my voice. I'll tell you what to do. I will tell you when. And I will tell you how. After you've heard what I say, push the mirror back. Seal the receiver again. Push it back now. And close the case.
Now rest again. Rest. Rest. In a few minutes, you will wake up. You will not remember what I just told you.
Flair! All right, we'll head him off at the precipice.
You three, keep going!
Grave deep enough, I think, to prevent even 007 from walking. Get the girl.
It is a time for celebration. They can do nothing else and you know it. And they know it. I shall be able to offer you anything your heart could wish for. Oh, come now, Tracy, don't be so proud. Your own father's profession is not entirely within the law. His brotherhood also have exotic ways to keep it a closed shop. Now, if you're very, very nice to me, I could make you my countess. Whereas if you displease me, I can promise you a very different estate. Yes?